The budget battle is playing out in Albany, and one of the biggest sticking points is Medicaid. Governor Hochul wants to cut $1.2 billion, mostly from long-term care, and lawmakers say no way. Caught in the middle of that debate are places like Elderwood, a nursing home in the southern Adirondacks. If something doesn't change, it could close, and that would leave families scrambling to find a place for their elders. That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Kenny Drugs, now offering a new mobile app to help patients better manage prescriptions for themselves and their family. More at kennydrugs.com. And Clarkson University, offering over 95 programs of study with campuses in the Hudson Valley, Central, and Northern New York. More at clarkson.edu.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Friday, April 12th. Let's get right to our main story because we have a fun spring hike to a waterfall as a bonus story. So this nursing home in North Creek is teetering on the brink of closure. Elderwood at North Creek has 82 beds. The nursing facility is in serious financial trouble. Amy Feireisel reports.
Elderwood at North Creek is a skilled nursing facility that's been open since 1974. Last month, because of financial difficulties, the facility filed paperwork with the state that would allow it to close.
Over 100 people would lose their jobs. And then we would also have this big building empty. It would be a crushing blow.
Judy Stafford lives in North Creek, just half a mile from Elderwood. Her mother has been there for the last 4 years.
So I feel very secure having my mother there. She's 95, and right now she has dementia.
Stafford's mother was a math teacher for the Minerva Central School District and has lived in the Southern Adirondacks all her life.
And if Elderwood closed, I don't know where she would go. There's nothing close by here. And I know that many of the facilities are already at maximum and you have to be on waiting lists. And to move her at this point in her life, I think would be devastating for my mother.
Elderwood has filed paperwork, but has not announced that it's closing. The CEO, Jeffrey Rubin, visited the facility on Wednesday and has spoken with local elected officials about wanting to keep it open. Republican Assemblyman Matt Simpson represents the 114th District, which includes Warren County.
The CEO is still working with New York State, you know, on the process and with the intention of keeping the nursing home open. No one wants to see the nursing home close.
But Simpson says Elderwood and so many other nursing homes across the state are at a financial tipping point.
Our nursing homes are in a crisis right now. They've been in a crisis, and it's all tied directly to the Medicaid reimbursement rate.
Simpson is talking about what Medicaid pays facilities, like Elderwood, per day for the care of seniors. That rate has basically stayed the same between 2007 and 2022. That's made it harder and harder for facilities to run in the black and to pay staff enough to retain them, especially in central and northern New York facilities, which rely on Medicaid for around 3/4 of their funding. Simpson says that's why, last year, the New York legislature made a bipartisan push for a 20% increase in Medicaid reimbursement rates. They got 6%. That wasn't enough, says Simpson.
There are many nursing homes that were telling me last year or the year before that they were on the brink, running in deficits and doing everything they can.
And some have closed. United Helpers Assisted Living Facility in Canton shuttered in February. It closed its Ogdensburg nursing home in 2021. Simpson says the Medicaid reimbursement rate needs to be changed to reflect current day prices.
That's just, everybody knows that everything has risen dramatically, especially in the last 2 or 3 years.
This year, the legislature is pushing for a 16% increase in the rate. That's in direct conflict with Governor Kathy Hochul's proposed cuts to Medicaid, and it's part of the delay in this year's budget. Simpson says on this issue, many Republicans and Democrats agree.
It's not a partisan issue. It's a bipartisan effort. Many of my colleagues have stood right there in press conferences with other colleagues on the other side of the aisle, and we're all focused on this.
In North Creek, Elderwood employs about 100 people in a town of 1,800. Erica Parker is a nursing assistant at the facility.
Closure is not a concrete thing. It's an awful possibility if we don't have the budgets to be able to continue on running our facility.
Parker has created a petition on change.org called Save Our Nursing Home, asking for the state's support. It's garnered over 700 signatures in the past few days. Parker says her job is really hard, but she wants to continue doing it.
It's a proud thing to be able to serve your community in the way that we do. And I take pride in working at Elderwood. I like the staff that I work with. I love the residents that I help support.
Judy Stafford says she feels that sense of family and care every time she visits her mother at Elderwood. She has her own health issues and says traveling hours to visit her mother would be really difficult.
There is no other option that's even within an hour drive of here. And how do you even move those people? I mean, who helps me with my mother? You know, how do I even move her to a new place? I can't even wrap my brain around it.
Back in February, Elderwood applied for a Vital Access Provider grant with the state's health department, which would provide funding to help the center to keep operating. It hasn't heard back on the grant yet. The New York legislature and the governor are still negotiating a budget, which might include an increase or a cut in Medicaid funding. Amy Feiereisel, North Country Public Radio.
On to a waterfall. This time of year, there's a lot of snow melting in the Adirondacks and spring rain, and all that water fills our rivers and streams with mighty currents. And that's what Emily Russell found when she hiked out to a waterfall in the southern Adirondacks this week.
It's sprinkling rain out here on the trail. I'm hiking out to Auger Falls, which is near the town of Wells in Hamilton County. And it's a pretty warm day, so it's kind of nice to be out in the woods despite it being a little bit damp.
I really like hiking in the spring. I feel like after a long, cold winter, my eyes catch even the smallest bit of color on the trail.
I just noticed these tiny little bright orange, maybe they're mushrooms or little like fungi growing on a broken tree limb.
This is a short hike, a little loop through the woods, and I'm moving slowly, giving myself the time to revel in the beauty and the strangeness.
This, I don't know what these are called, but they're little, I'm just walking by a really tall tree, and it's got these really thin things growing out of the side, kind of straight at a perpendicular edge, little mushrooms, I think. They look like, like toenail scales growing out of the side of this tree.
Just days before now, the Adirondacks were hit by a spring snowstorm. Most of it has melted around here, fed into the waterways like the Sacandaga River. That's the river that I'm hiking towards.
As I'm getting closer to the waterfalls, the smell in the air has changed. It's kind of soggy, but sweet. And I am now hitting just a little patch of ice on the trail. The temperature has definitely dropped.
The air turns foggier and foggier. The mist of the falls is seeping into the forest. I come up and over a rise in the trail, and I met with the roar of the river.
Wow. You must be able to hear this, just power of water rushing down this river. I mean, everything in the river is white because of all the air moving through it, and it's just pushing up clouds of mist around this forest here. It's just powerful in almost like a sublime way. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio, at Auger Falls near the town of Wells in Hamilton County.
Great photos on our website, ncpr.org. More news there all the time. It's our spring fundraiser, and your donation matters to keep all the journalists you rely on Story of the Day working and pursuing the stories you care about. Give now at ncpr.org/give, and thank you very, very much. Music today by Ramon Vasquez and Michael Hart of Malone, and Pencil Dive of Saratoga Springs. Have a super weekend. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.